Welcome back to His Time. It is Monday, April 7th, 7:32 Central Time, and it is time to check in with Pastor Scheer from Brothers of John the Steadfast. Good morning, Pastor Scheer.
Good morning, Andy. How are we doing?
We're doing all right. Not too bad here in St. Louis. How are things for you this morning in Wyoming?
They are doing very well. Sun's just coming up right now as I look at it, and things are going really well.
Very good, very good. Well, what do you have for us this morning from Brothers of John the Steadfast?
Well, we kind of had a slow week this last week, but there are a couple articles I want to focus on. The first one was an April Fool's article because, of course, we don't want to take ourselves too seriously, but there's done such fast, and sometimes we'd like to joke around a little bit. So we have an article that the chief editor, Pastor Timothy Rossow, wrote, in which he wrote, Rockstar Pastor Fisk Ascends into Heaven. And this is, of course, meant to be a little bit of a jest. It's not meant to make fun of the Ascension or anything like that, but he has a picture in attached to the site about they broke ground for their new youth and music center at the Bethany Lutheran in Naperville, and they caught Pastor Fisk in the middle of jumping on the shovel. So it looks like he's off the ground. So, but what he does write about is something I think that is good to note, and that Pastor also notes the rock star Lutheran pastor. And by that he means the younger, more popular, especially on the internet, Lutheran pastor. Pastor Fisk being probably one of the finest examples of a man who's been called to be a pastor, but also has this stuff on the internet that makes him very popular and very well known and so forth. And so there's a lot of times something said about rock star pastors about probably not in the best of light. But Pastor Ross, of course, has the opportunity to be the senior pastor for Pastor Fisk at Bethany, and he talks a little bit about how this rock star pastor, at least in Pastor Fisk, and then he also notes that other younger pastors he's aware of and run into, that they have actually a great sense of calling and vocation, and that they actually exhibit great humility. And so they're not really deserving of the criticisms of rock star pastors, that they actually have a good sense of what they're doing and what their calling is and what their vocation is. And so certainly is an opportunity to thank God that we do have such young pastors that have such energy that they can devote to the other things that are out there. Of course, all the new media that is out there, it's great to have pastors on that stuff. Because that's where the people are, and that's where the witness can be had. So I think that having known Pastor Fisk very well personally, that he's a good man and he's a fine teacher. And yeah, I don't really see him as a rock star. So, very good stuff there.
He is energetic, also, though.
What's that?
He is energetic, though. You're right.
He's extremely energetic when he's on. So. Remember that when we see people on the internet, all you see is what they want you to see on the internet. So, I've also seen Pastor Fisk after 3-day conferences. He wears out just like the rest of us do. So, this is good. And we do thank God for young pastors like him and those that do good work on the internet, on new media, and so forth. And the other article I want to focus on was one called Passion Tide, Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday, and Holy Week. And this is written by Pastor Joe Abrahamson, who's a pastor in the ELS up in the northern parts of Minnesota. And he pastors a Quadruple Point parish. And he writes this, it's kind of a historical piece, as he's been known to do for our Redeeming Holy Days from Pagan Lies series. There should be a couple of those on Easter coming out in the next week or two here, by the way. All the different pagan lies about Easter, and he refutes them. But this one he takes on the subject of this Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday thing, which if you're used to going to church, then you're looking to this next Sunday as probably being Palm Sunday, or in recent years it's also been started to be known as Passion Sunday. And so Pastor Abrahamson looked back into the history of Passion Sunday, Palm Sunday, and he found that actually Passion Sunday, historically, was yesterday, that the lessons that we find in the one-year lectionary from yesterday, that John 8 lessons, where the Jews are getting very upset with Jesus and wanting to pick up stones to throw at him after he, of course, makes the great confession of "Before Abraham was, I am." That's supposed to be the kicking off of Passion Sunday and Passion Tide. So he shows some historical references of that, because it's interesting that, because I've heard different things about where did Passion Sunday come from, and mm-hmm. some people have said that I even mistakenly understood it at one point that Passion Sunday was merely a new thing that we as churches do in order to get the people who are not there on Good Friday to hear the Passion lesson on Palm Sunday. But that's actually not true. So the truth is that Lent 5 was typically Passion Sunday, and Lent 6 is typically Palm Sunday. So Pastor Abrahamson does a great job of going into that and describing that, and noting that the history of Passion Sunday actually goes all the way back to the 100s. So very, very old church tradition. And, of course, the church here is built upon that tradition, but it's also, you know, the Jews had a church year as well, so it's not without its biblical precedent. So we use it, and we encourage its use, and it can be a very, very good teaching tool. And frankly put, as a preacher, it is a very useful discipline, in that I don't get to step on my soapbox and do whatever I want to do each Sunday. But the church here keeps me in check, and the church here keeps me focused on Christ, his work, his teachings, rather than going off on any tangents that I, as a preacher, want to go off on. You know, say particularly you had a bad week with a certain congregation member, you know, and now you're really going to hit it hard, that topic. Well, no, the church here keeps you focused. And so the church here has a great benefit that way. So, yeah, so Passion Tide, mm-hmm. Passion Sunday, and Palm Sunday. So they all have historical precedence, so it's a very good thing.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I had noticed that Passion Sunday had come up in the last few years, but didn't know the history behind it. So
yeah,
it's helpful to know.
It has a history. It has a past. And that's good. So it's good to know that stuff so we can teach from it. And teach that the church has kind of observed these two different Sundays. So, and even if we combine them as one Sunday, I guess we'll teach that on one Sunday. So be a very good thing. Otherwise, as I said, this week you'll see a couple of those Redeeming Holy Days from Pagan Lies articles come up, especially about Easter traditions, Easter eggs, rabbits, Easter bunnies, things like that will all show up in our lessons on the website there, as far as the articles that come up. And we'll see some other things come up as well. We also have the ongoing midweek devotional that it publishes on Wednesday, written by a layman named T.R. Halverson, and who is a bench judge as well as lawyer in the state of Montana. So talk about sense of vocation there. So he's a lawyer, but he of course knows the gospel well. So that's a wonderful thing. So
both law and gospel, right?
Law and gospel. He even of course knows the sense of man's laws. So very good stuff. Otherwise, we have always the normal things that come up. We have media pick of the week. We also have focus on the lamplighter conversations, which if you're in the three-year lectionary and you want to know more about this Sunday's lessons, feel free to check that one out. And, yeah, always good stuff coming.
Wonderful. Well, listeners, you can check it out at steadfastlutherans.org. Go check out the newest articles at Brothers of John the Steadfast. Pastor Scheer, always good to check in with you.
Lord's blessings, Andy.
To you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. So stick around for that conversation right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.